We have some stuff of theirs on Alga Margin that represented some of their early, earliest material, 74, 75, and then I found that I actually had stuff from 73 to 74 to 75, and that's when they started, and then they kept on going. They started in Pasadena, came up here to Portland, and then became the thing that they are, and I think they still are, and they've undergone many changes over the years, but anyway, Smegma on A Different Nature tonight. We did it from 8 until 10. 10's coming up pretty quick here. Stay tuned for Hardcore Variety Show on KBOO Portland. Thanks for listening.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
Did you know that KBOO podcasts all our news and talk shows?
You can find the podcast on KBOO's website, kboo.fm, on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Just search for your favorite show and hit subscribe to get all the latest episodes downloaded to your favorite device.
Or search for KBOO on iTunes, Google Play to get all the KBOO podcasts.
Tune in every weekday morning from 5:30 to 7 a.m. for variations on the theme of folk music during KBOO's Folk Strip. Each morning brings you a different DJ and a wonderful variety of acoustic and roots music, both traditional and contemporary. You'll hear the latest from singer-songwriters, happy jigs and reels, bluesy folk, a sea shanty or two, some old favorites, local artists and artists from around the world, a touch of Cajun, a dose of indie, and a smidge of jug band. It's probably the best way on earth to wake up. So let us start your day with a smile. Again, that's every weekday morning from 5:30 to 7 a.m. for KBOO's folk music programs.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 33rd Annual Cascade Festival of African Films throughout the month of February with a collection of films by African directors from over 16 nations.
Films will be screened at Cascade PCC, Hollywood Theater, and virtually. Full schedule and location information can be found at africanfilmfestival.org.
That's the 33rd Annual Cascade Festival of African Films, showing Africa through African lenses, happening February 3rd until Saturday, March 4th, in celebration of Black History Month. Full schedule and location information can be found at africanfilmfestival.org.
Watchmen, we love you all. go, give me Big Mac, fries to go, give me Big Mac, fries to go, give me Big Mac, give me fries to go.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Hardcore Variety Hour, and I'm Matt C, here with Janie B, and our special guest, Elle.
Hello. Oh, do I need to get closer?
Yeah.
Bring it closer.
There we go.
Nice.
We're a pop-up show, and we're not usually on Mondays. You were listening to, I don't know what show, but that was a Smegma marathon.
Yeah,
that was great.
2 hours of Smegma. Wait, my microphone.
I don't think you're on. Oh, red light. Yeah.
It's on?
No, on. There you
hey.
Go. There you go.
Oh, there. Hey.
And that's Janie B.
Hey. Nice to see you guys again, or talk to you guys again.
Hello.
Elle is our special guest for tonight, so she's going to play some sets, or they're going to play some sets with us. And I think that Janie's going to start off.
Yeah, I'll start it off, and then we'll hear some songs, and then we'll talk to you guys more. And I'm going to start it off with a Scab song. Off a 7-inch, and the song is called, what is it called? Leave Me Alone, that's what it's called. So here's that.
There you go.
Call that perfectly normal. I don't think that's perfectly safe. I'm a stick, so I don't touch.
actually am popping on to say that that was What's So Great by
What happened?
Culture. I don't know.
We got too many turntables.
Yeah. We're flustered right when we get in. We always are. But that was Social Circle, the song What's So Great. And now I'm going to play Leave Me Alone by the Scabs.
Right
so.
On.
Caught in the middle, breaking up a fight. Oh, do I need these?
Hey.
All right.
We're back. I was just messing up left and right there, but we got it together finally, and that was the band Hot Load from LA. It's like a lot of members of the band Smut. That song was Heavy Blade 2, and I guess I was doing some like more rock and roll stuff for this set before Matt C plays after me. But before that, I played Sheer Mag, and then Big Rat, and that was one a song called ACAB that cut out a bit at the beginning, but I hope you guys got the idea. They just came through town the other day, and it was a really good show, and it was really fun. So that's like kind of a new release, and the whole demo's really good. And now Matt C is going to play. What are you going to play?
Some records? That was pretty good. Thanks, Janie. I am going to do some local hits from the 80s, mostly. And let's start off with the Rats. This is off of their third album. It's the album In a Desperate Red. And we're going to hear Come On 2D on Turntable 1.
Cool. And as we said before, if you're just tuning in, this is the Hardcore Variety Hour here on KBOO 90.7. Me, Janie B, Matt C, and our friend L, who's with us this week. So, okay, and here's the Rats.
Point you, I'll tell you.
Hey, this is Matt C. You're listening to Hardcore Variety Hour, and that was The Preps. It was from 1980, and with the song Darlene. I think those guys are from Beaverton High School.
What?
And then before that, we heard The Rats, Come On Tootie. Next, we got Poison Idea, I Got It Right. And this is a Iggy Pop song. I like never knew that. I always sing it at karaoke, too. I guess I liked it and didn't put it together. I don't think I slur as much as Jerry, but here, this is Poison Idea with I Got It Right.
Well, I threw the corner and I'm dead in my tracks. Those may need
Nothing. All right. Hey, that was Vicious Circle with Police Brutality. And that's off of the International Peace and Benefit compilation.
Oh. I was just thinking I'd move a mic for Al, but then the mic made the most atrocious noise.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny. Okay, and then before that, we heard Sato Nation, On Whom They Beat. That's off of the reissue new 7-inch. Found that in San Francisco. All right, hey, we're going to talk to Elle.
Should I
move?
Yeah, do you want to come to this one?
Sure.
Here you go.
All right. Elle is from Edoraz. I only saw Edoraz one time. Are you guys a band again? I think that you played some shows recently.
Yeah, we're like semi-active. Two of the members live in New York, and I live here, and two others live in Oli, so we can't like get together all the time.
Are they all the same members as maybe when I saw you at Nothing Left to Lose Fest?
No, we have a new drummer, and her name is Sasha.
Ah, so not Riley anymore.
No.
How about Siggy?
Yeah, Hallie.
And B on guitar. And who's your who's the bassist?
That's Hallie. Hallie's the bassist. And then B and Rose are both on guitar.
Right on. So Etoraz has a new album out on Iron Lung. You got to check it out. Yes. L, what... now, you're also in Forming. What's Forming up to?
Forming's not really up to anything anymore. Yeah, I have moved down to Portland recently, so it's made it hard to continue doing some projects.
I was kind of lurking you on the internet though before we had the show, and yeah. Don't you have a band here? Or is it was it a band that was based here, or was it a band that was based in Olympia?
Lust.
Yeah,
so we recently just broke up too.
What?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I saw you guys play a show, but I didn't really know you, so I didn't clock when you were going to come on the show that you were in Lust too.
Oh,
but yeah,
okay.
That was a great band. So.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, bummer.
We're going to hear some Lust later.
Okay, let's play it.
Fuck yeah. Hey, let's hear it. Let's hear that shit in Lust. I'm just kidding.
After a bit. Hey, and wait, you remember that? Okay, so I saw you guys play once at that Nothing Left to Lose Fest. Did you also play that, Janie?
Yeah, I played like the locals bill that was like the first night. That was like one of the first all hits shows that I played.
Oh, so that was that.
It was a long time ago. It was at Blackwater. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to all three nights. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And Edoras played at that one, the Elks Lodge or something.
Yeah, that was the one I missed because I had to go play a show up in Seattle. But that I've seen you guys before and it's awesome. But,
that was epic. There was only one guy working there and it was like crazy mayhem.
Well, Elle, what song are you gonna start your set with?
I'm gonna start my set off with AT Debt. They're a Japanese band from like the 80s, 85 or cool. Something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, which one are we on here?
Well, I will just announce that you're listening to the Hardcore Variety Hour here on KBOO while Elle is setting up the song. And it's with me, Janie B, Matt C, and Elle. And we're a pop-up show, so we aren't on all the time or every week. So it's just random. But it's always really fun. And yeah, so it'll be now Elle's pick. And Elle's going to play a set, and then we'll see what happens after that. So you guys got it over there?
Yeah, this is the song Wheeze by is it At Debt? AT Debt?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Right, let's go. Play, baby.
Get it!
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, so we were just listening to Firme's 10 Dosis Mortal, and before that we were listening to GZ. It's the second song on their self-titled, and before that the whole first A side of the See All 7-inch.
You got that one, Janie?
I love that one. When you played it, I was stoked to listen to the whole side.
That was great.
Yeah,
we heard a threefer. Mm.
And the first song that we listened to was AT Debt, and that song's called Wheeze.
I've never heard that before, and it was really good.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Great set, L. Okay, hey, let's keep the music going. Janie, you next?
Yeah, I was going to play an older in-school 7-inch, the song Conquest, which is like the first song on the 7-inch on Turntable 1, if you want to take that away. I don't know what I'm going to play after that. I think I don't know. We'll hear that first and then we'll figure it out. We'll be right back. Hey, I just wanted to pop in and say hello.
Hey.
Is that on? Yeah.
We're here.
I just wanted to pop in and say that was the new Crucified Class promo tape. That song was Message from a War Cult, and that just came out recently. And I know they have tapes, and you can order one. So I'm looking at the Bandcamp page right here, and they're $6. And they're from Portland, and they're awesome. And you guys should grab one, because it's really good. The whole tape's really great, and they're awesome. So, and then I just wanted to say that. I played In School before that, and now...
Hey,
now I'm going to play Screaming Fist, and...
Hold on.
What, Matsy?
This is KBOO 90.7 FM Portland, and you're listening to Hardcore Variety Hour on a Monday night.
Yeah, and I'm going to play Screaming Fist now.
Rock it.